Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana. May I please have the zip code?
75457.
I do thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Brenda Weir. I'm just wondering what kind of place this is. I just noticed it came off of my card, and
yes, ma'am. Well, we service multiple companies, so if you have a charge, I would have to locate an account, and then at that time, I can tell you who's charging you and why, and if you like, what we can do about it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the County Road Southeast address for me?
Yes. 138 County Road Southeast, 4232, Mount Vernon, Texas, 75457. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. And I did locate an account for the Meal Plan app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. It looks as though a survey was taken to win a mixer.
Oh, Lord. Honey, that... I don't plan on doing anything like that right now. I mean, I just noticed when I was going through my accounts that somebody charged my card for $59.95.
Yes, ma'am, and it's because you took that survey. We tell you it's no purchase necessary. And by submitting your debit or credit card, it does not increase your chances of winning, as you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions.
No, this is not me. That's what I'm saying. My phone, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get another card again. I don't know who's doing this to me, but it's not me. I didn't take no survey.
Is your email address wherebrenda1960@gmail.com?
That's my new one.
And your telephone number is 903-802-6060.
That's my phone number, too. That's what I'm saying. I just came back from Verizon yesterday because of this, and I've changed to a brand new email because somebody's in my phone doing this stuff to my phone. I did not authorize this.
Yes, ma'am. Being that, well,
I'm going to have to go do this all over again. I don't know how they're getting all my information. I really don't. I've been hacked twice now this year. I have totally secluded everything.
I wouldn't be able to transfer you over to the fraud department because all of the information matches. So we wouldn't be
right.
able to
they've got my new email too. Yes,
to
this is my brand new
to the fraud department. But it looks as though the information was input into the system, it was declined, and it was input into the system again. So if anything were to come to you, it would go to your house. So we wouldn't be able to classify this as fraud. Now, you have already paid for it. If this is something you like, we can get it to you for $20 a month.
No, I don't. I don't have no idea what it is until I just called you. That's what I'm saying.
We can go ahead and get this account canceled out.
Thank you. I appreciate it because I don't know what it is, and I had no idea until I just checked my card because I'm going to the doctor to make sure I had enough money for the doctor's office, and I seen that on there, and I was like, geez, I don't know how these people are doing this. I just changed my email. This is a brand new email, and they've already got my new information. It's crazy.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. I thought you were typing or doing something. I didn't know you were sitting here waiting on me to hurry up and finish talking. But so it's canceled. I mean,
yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, and how long? I mean, will it go right back on my card?
I didn't process the refund. I can process the refund if it. If it's pending, it could roll off within 24 hours. If it's
go ahead and process it.
It can take 3 to 5 business days.
That figures. Well, you know, but yeah, go ahead and process it because I don't want it. I don't know who did it or anything, so.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That's all. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.